Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you're having an awesome week. This past Sunday, we continued our series in Hebrews chapter 11, and we were talking about Jeremiah. And if you've never read the book Jeremiah, which is about the prophet Jeremiah in the Old Testament, it's a pretty intense book. I mean, the book more or less begins with God saying to Jeremiah that he's going to send Jeremiah to speak to his people, but that no one's going to listen. And when you read the book of Jeremiah, you see that Jeremiah suffered mocking and flogging and chains and imprisonment. And really, it went exactly like God told Jeremiah it would go, which is to say, from our human perspective, not very well. So when I was studying this week and I was thinking about various things that come out of Jeremiah, we spent a lot of time in Mount Vernon in Jeremiah 29. One of a lot of your favorite verses, Jeremiah 29:11, is in that text where God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And the text continues and God says, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile." And God is delivering that message to his people when they're in exile in Babylon. And there's just really, I don't think, any way for us to really understand what that would have been like for them. You know, maybe the closest thing, because, you know, in the U.S., we don't really consider Canada or Mexico our enemies. It would be like if ISIS conquered the U.S. and took a bunch of us back to live in the Middle East. And then God says to us, "Hey, I want you to settle in. I want you to pray for the good of your city, your new city, not your city back home in central Ohio, but your new city in the Middle East." And we're thinking, "No, God, these are our enemies. We don't want to pray for these people." And God's saying, "No, I want you to settle in. I want you to build houses. I want you to plant gardens. I want you to get married if you're not married. I want you to have kids. I want you to help your kids get married as well. I want you to settle in into this new place where I have driven you into exile." And when you begin to put it in terms like that, and it's shocking. It becomes easy to see why the people that God sent Jeremiah to deliver this message, why they didn't like it, because there were other quote unquote prophets who were saying, no, God's going to bring us back soon and God's going to give us victory over these bad guys. And there were people who were saying that. And God is saying through Jeremiah, don't listen to them. They're just telling you what you want to hear. Don't listen to those liars. They are deceiving you. Settle in, because you're going to be in exile here for some time, enough for your kids to get married and for them to have kids. That's how long you're going to be here. And then God says, "But I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and to love and care for you." And so the thing that struck me as I was thinking about, you know, our three main points at Mount Vernon were: by faith we can suffer well, which is true. By faith, we can seek the good of our city, and praise God, we're not hostages in an enemy land, but we probably chose where we live. And by faith, we can hear God's word and share God's word. But the thing that struck me as I was thinking about those three things, and this is what I hope you remember from this morning, is your daily decisions matter more than you think. Your daily decisions, they matter so much more than you think. The big idea for this series is don't forget to look up. And the reality is, for you and for me, it is really easy for us to spend our days sprinting from thing to thing to thing. And in the midst of that sprint, it's really easy to neglect what has historically been called the spiritual disciplines. It's really easy to neglect time in God's word. It's really easy to neglect time praying to God, not just for the good of our city, that too, but just praying to him at all. It's easy to neglect that. It's easy to fall into sin, whether it's our own conscious sin patterns, or maybe we're sinning on accident by neglecting to do these good things that God has told us to do. But I want to remind you today that your daily decisions, they matter way more than you think. And sometimes I think we want God to remove the negative consequences from our decisions, from our lives. And praise God, sometimes he does that. That's in many ways, the message of Jesus is that we deserve death, eternal death because of our sin. But Jesus has made a way for us to be forgiven from all of our sin if we would just place our trust in him. But it's still also true that we reap what we sow. I was reflecting on, you know, that statement, by faith we can suffer well. And it's 1,000,000% true that sometimes we suffer because of other people's sin. Jesus is a great example of that. Jesus suffered, and it wasn't because of his own sin. But sometimes it is because of our sin. And sometimes other people suffer because of our sin. And sometimes we think about seeking the good of our city or hearing and sharing God's word, and what happens is we maybe hear something like this and we think, yeah, I want to hear from God and I want to share God's word, and yeah, I want to seek the good of my city. But we've not been planting those daily decisions that allow us to be formed into the image of Christ. And so today I want to encourage you to reflect on, how have your daily decisions been when it comes to your following of Jesus? Jesus said, if anyone would follow me, man, you got to pick up your cross every single day. That's what following me looks like. And so praise God for grace. I don't know that any of us does that well, but maybe today is a great opportunity for you to reset some of those habits in your life where you begin to come with confidence into God's presence through time in his word and time in prayer, where you begin to develop a habit of identifying that one who, as far as you know, does not yet know the Lord, and you're going to pray for them. You're going to find ways to share the gospel with them. You're going to find ways to invite them to church or to life group. And there's another thing, maybe you're going to get into a life group for the first time because you know that you can't do this on your own, but you need to be embedded in Christian community. So when your day comes and you're suffering, you have people around you who love Jesus and love you and can help you in that. And so let's take a minute and pray, and let's just praise God that he, through Christ, has seen fit to forgive us of all of our sinful daily decisions. But let's also ask God to help us to make daily decisions, habits that intentionally conform us into the image of Christ, which God has promised in Romans 8 to do in us for all of us who trust his son Jesus. Father in heaven, we praise you and thank you for your son Jesus, and that he has shown us that it is possible to suffer well, and he willingly laid down his life so that he could redeem us from all of our sin, all of our daily decisions that are in active or passive rebellion against you and your lordship and authority over all creation. So Father, praise you for grace. Praise you for what Jesus has accomplished. But Father, please help us. Please help us to intentionally shift our daily decisions so that they would be more glorifying to you. God, please draw us into your presence through time in your word and time in prayer. God, time with other believers and small group, time publicly worshiping you on Sundays. God, sharing the gospel and inviting people to know you, witnessing to Christ. God, please help us to do these things because we acknowledge to you, Father, that we need your help. We can't do these things on our own, but Father, it is also true that our decisions, you've chosen to let them matter. They matter a lot. So Father, please help us to remember that our daily decisions matter way more than we think, and to intentionally spend time with you daily and intentionally share the great news about what Jesus has done with anyone and everyone that we get to see. Father, we love you. We pray all of these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well, and certainly hope and pray that you have an awesome day. God bless. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.